I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, he's music to our ears. A veteran DJ talks radio. But first, fall is coming. It's time to think about fashion, at least for some of us. And when you think about places fashionistas roost, places like Lebanon, Syria, or Dubai might not spring immediately to mind. But the fashion conscious in those countries and eight others can now follow the word of haute couture on the pages of Elle Orientale. The Middle Eastern edition of Elle magazine launched a year ago and now has a circulation of about 100,000. It's our next big thing in fashion. Here to tell us more about this venture and its challenges is Maria Aziz. She's the deputy editor of Elle Orientale, and she joined us by phone from her office in Beirut. Maria, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you.
So tell us about the first year. How did it go?
First year went great with all the problem we had in Lebanon, but it was very challenging.
And when you say challenging, obviously, I think you're talking about the military conflict that opened up last year, and also there have been a number of bombings. Have you had to shut production down at any point because of those things?
In summer, only last summer, because of the war, because our offices are located in Beirut, so we had to stop for 2 months last year.
Does it ever feel incongruous to be working on fashion in a place where, you know, conflict is not always far away?
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult for us, but we had to continue our work. And we had a special issue about the war to warn people what happened here and about the conflict. We talked about it because, as you know, Elle is not only a fashion magazine. It's a major part of Elle is fashion, but it also talks about culture and politics and I don't know, and those subjects that are controversial now. And we talked about the war, and we wanted to do this because it's exported outside, and we wanted to show what really happened here. But it was a little bit relieving to think about fashion when there were bombing attacks in Beirut. It was to escape this terrible thing that happened. That's all, but now we're doing great since September.
And it has to be said that many wealthy women in these countries, in Lebanon, in that at least the women who can afford, you know, high fashion, are very international, and they probably buy, you know, fashion magazines from around the world in the same way that, say, stylish Americans might buy French Vogue. So what are you aiming for with Elle Orientale that you can't get in a foreign a Western or a European or an American fashion magazine?
We decided to have an edition for Elle for the Middle East because, as you said, this woman is very trendy, and she, as you said, she has access to all the international magazines, but she has nothing to focus on her with her challenges and the way she thinks about fashion or the way she can dress in her countries or what she can buy in her countries. The fashion is the same, everyone, and they're very, very fashionable, especially Arab women. It's amazing to see because they can't afford to buy Chanel or Dior or those brands. But in Elle Orientale, we try to focus on them and to talk to them and to understand who are these women and what are their problems and what they're aiming at. And that's what they can find in the UK version of Elle or the French edition.
Are the clothes more conservative than perhaps we might see in the American or a European edition of Elle? Longer sleeves, higher necklines, things of that sort?
We have four editions for Elle Orientale, and the most different one from the other ones is the Saudi Arabia version, because we have to retouch the pictures because they have rules about media there, and there are several medias which are forbidden to enter the market, so we can't show any skin or any short skirts or stuff like this. So we have to be very careful about it. So it's basically retouching the picture.
So what are the hot trends for fall in the Middle East? I know, you know, here it's all about gray booties, short boots, and patent leather.
No, basically it's the same because the défilés are in Paris and Milano. So we have the same trends here, and the big brands sell here. But what we have seen lately, and we are happy about it, is that Orient fashion is very fashionable in Occident now, because you can see Cheruel or Abaya on stage, and I found it fantastic. There is a lot of ethnic trends in Occident, and this is very nice to see.
Is part of what you're trying to do to promote designers from the region? I mean, do you make an effort to do that?
Yes, of course. We have great designers here. It's the way we can show them to everyone, because Elle is exported to several countries, even outside Middle East. So we try to put our designers to show their work abroad, and that's what we try to do.
Okay, well, what's coming up in the next edition that's coming out on the stands? What's on the cover? What are you talking about?
The next edition, we're talking about Ramadan for the Arabic version, because Ramadan is starting in about a month. And we're talking what are the trends for the next fall winter season, and we're talking also about a topic that women and men love. It's about dating and stuff, and how is dating in Middle East? How do you date in Middle East? So, and the difference between men and women.
How do you date in the Middle East? Yes, people do want to hear those things. So. This is not for me. I don't need this information, just to let you know. But what is it a major takeout on dating in the Middle East? Are you going to do like a country by country survey or?
Not exactly, because it will be only for the French edition, because we have two different topics in the next issue. So it will be more general. How do men think and how do women think? But I think they all think the same in all the countries around the world. But they have some specifications here in Middle East, so we're trying to show what they think.
You're right. Always a topic of interest. Maria Aziz is the deputy editor of El Oriental, and she joined us by phone from her office in Beirut. Maria, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me.